He's been burning papers of some sort. If I could grab some of them before the fire gets them. Ouch! Damn blast! Right, what the devil have we got here?
They won't mean much to you.
Hell's boots!
Oh, they're in Russian. I've seen these papers before. They were in his room. And if they're important enough for him to burn them, they're important enough for the Russian expert at the Yard. A thank you for singeing your fingers, Bathgate. Let's go and make ourselves comfortable on that log. I want to talk to you. Every member of this household is concealing something from me. You are yourself, you know.
How do you mean?
I was watching you with Miss Grant and Mrs. Wilde. There's something that hasn't come out yet, and I fancy I know what it is.
Oh, Lord, Alan, it's all so beastly. And it doesn't amount to a row of beans.
Let me be the judge of that. How far had the affair between Charles Rankin and Mrs. Wilde gone?
I don't know. I mean, how did he find that out?
He held her in his arms on Saturday night. Now, if it was in his room...
It wasn't.
Oh, then where was it? Oh, come on. I've got under your guard.
Oh, hell. I'll come clean. It was on the night before the murder. I'd come down early and was taking a look at Hubert's guns there in the little room across the hall. And I heard voices in the drawing room beyond.
You've no right to order me about like this. You treat me as if I were completely at your beck and call.
But don't you rather enjoy that, Marjorie?
Oh, why are you such a beast to me, Charles? You might at least...
Might at least what?
What is the position between you and Rosamond?
Rosamond is cryptic. She tells me she is too fond of me to marry me.
And yet all the time you... Oh, I'm such a fool.
Yes, you are rather a little goat, aren't you? Come here.
Oh. Do you love me?
No, not really. Not quite, my dear. But you're very attractive. Won't that do?
Do you love Rosamond?
Oh, for goodness sake, Marjorie.
I could hate you. You're vile.
And then the gong sounded for dinner. Charles and Marjorie left very hastily, and at that moment I heard someone coming out of the little alcove next to the gun room. I realised that whoever it was must have been hiding there and listening to every word of that conversation.
Have you any idea whom it might have been?
I rather felt that it was a woman. At least, they sounded like a woman's footsteps.
Thank you, Mr. Bathgate. How would you care to be a part-time amateur sleuth?
Oh, I'd love to. But why me?
Because you're the only person who has an absolutely cast-iron alibi.
That's nice to know.
Well, I want you to help me out. I need to have a good look round Marjorie Wilde's room. I'd like you to keep KV, as we used to say at school. Stay in your room and keep your ears and eyes open. I'm reckoning that everybody will be in the drawing room at this time of day, but if you hear anyone coming, you can nip through the bathroom you share with Wilde and tip me the wink.
What are you hoping to find?
Well, I'm not quite sure. Souvenirs, letters, keepsakes, that kind of thing.
It all sounds a bit sneaky.
I'm afraid that is what sleuthing is all about, being sneaky. Come on.